Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive, mind, body, spirit for the real world. It's Robin Fritz, and we're in Seattle, Washington today, and we're talking about two really amazing and important processes, soul progression clearing and past life regression. So I'm going to talk about what each of those services offer, how they vary from practitioner to practitioner, but what we're really talking about is when we're ready to heal ourselves, when we're ready to dig into mind, body, and spirit, and really get to the issues so that we can grow our souls, so that we can be our best selves, what does that take? What does it look like? And what does it mean for us and our families and really the planet itself? So I'm going to go into that today, talk about these two different processes, what they have in common with our previous lifetimes, what can happen earlier in our lifetime to affect things that requires us to look deeper at issues, and really just some ways of looking at how we can move forward in the complicated business called life. So we will get into that. We're going to do a quick balancing and grounding exercise with the crystal phallon, the citrine Lemurian quartz. And if you have questions today or comments, you can call in to 202-570-7057. Or if you are shy and want to ask a question and want to email me, you can do that at my website, robinfritz.com, RobinFritz.com. So again, we're going to talk about soul progression, clearing, and past life regression. And now as we do a quick grounding exercise with the crystal phallon, I want you to concentrate on what a soul clearing could mean for you. So as you do that, take your attention to the top of your head and imagine mind, body, and spirit just coming together, and as you breathe down from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, just let the cares of the day, the busyness of the day wash away, and give yourself this space for yourself and to be in community with Om Times listeners. So as you breathe down from the top of your head, down your face, your throat, your shoulders, chest, hips, knees, and feet, just feel yourself relaxing in a chair, cares of the day melting away. And now as you breathe up from your feet to the top of your head, imagine filling your body with a healthy gold light that is phallon's energy. Breathing up from your feet, past your knees, your hips, chest, shoulders, your throat, your face, and the top of your head. And know that phallon's energy will be with you for this show. So I want to talk about the processes of soul progression clearing and past life regression, what they are and what they could mean to you. But first, what's really important wherever you are in the world is that right now, when we're October 7th, 2019, right now, the world is in flux. everywhere. Our neighborhoods, our families, our cities, our countries, they're in flux. And while that's a normal thing because life isn't set in stone, so to speak, things seem to be really difficult for people lately. And that always brings to my mind at least that old, is it Chinese curse? May you live in interesting times. Well, we're living in very interesting times. But it isn't just politics that I'm talking about, or the argument about what's happening climate-wise on our planet. What I'm talking about is life in general, how the energies are shifting, and everything seems to be moving faster as we live in this 24/7 news cycle. So what happens on the other side of the planet is something we know pretty quickly, whereas even 50 years ago, we didn't know it fast enough for it to even register with us on the particular day, time. So it's hard for people to get a grasp on how quickly things are flowing and how to keep themselves balanced in a crazy busy world. So what does that mean for you on a practical daily sense? Well, really, you need to, and I say this for myself first of all, you need to establish a daily practice for yourself, a daily ritual schedule for yourself. And it could be whatever works for you. You don't have to, when I was a little kid, I grew up Catholic, and we had prayers we said every day, and prayers at meals, and family rosary on the weekends. It was part of our life. And a lot of us have moved away from traditional religion. A lot of us have not found it comforting or supportive, or just not useful for them in their current practice, whatever. But we still need to look at orienting ourselves in our daily lives in a way that reminds us that we are more than just our body and our jobs. We are more than our families, that we have this routine that goes through our day, and we can make it sacred, we can make it metaphysical, we can make it connect mind, body, and spirit by incorporating little things that matter during the day. Blessing your food, for example, blessing your water, doing a quick hands-on energy healing before you get out of bed in the morning and as you go to sleep at night. Sharing, loving good thoughts with your family. I do that every day with my dog and cat. They're real family members. And then decide what it is you need to be your best, from whatever educational tools you use to whatever mind, body, and spirit techniques you use to keep yourself boosted. This is why I have sea salt all over my house, why I have bunches of lavender and Himalayan salt lamps. They remind me that I have chosen a way of life that includes the world in it, that I am part of the world as an equal with all life, and that matters to me, and it matters to my families. And as you go about your daily life, look at what your blocks are. How do you resolve them? What's holding you back? What's boosting you up? How do you keep things moderated? And also learn how to manage your energy boundaries. It's not always easy, but it's possible. And as we go about our daily lives, what are the things that you plug into your week or your month? Chiropractic care, home-cooked meals, good solid food, exercise, all of those things that fit into your day that are supporting your body. What is supporting your mind? What are you reading? What are you studying? What are you thinking about? What music do you listen to? And then your soul. And what are the things that support your soul? What is your spiritual team doing to support you? What are you asking your spirit guides, your spiritual team, to support you with? And then moving beyond that, there are times when we need some additional support in our lives. Every single one of us needs some additional support at some time in their lives. For some people who are lucky and never have anything crappy happen to them, they might even just be curious about what that additional support looks like. But a lot of people have issues that they want to resolve, that they're curious about, that they want to dig deeper into. And those are the service, those are the things that past life regression or soul progression clearing can provide for you. So, you know, when you're looking at what it means to be your best self, body, mind, and spirit, we realize that we're always learning something. We're always adding to our repertoire. Doesn't mean that every experience we have is great or safe. It just means that we have experiences. And what we tend to not always think about is that some of our experiences may have elements that go into earlier in our lifetime or previous lifetimes, issues that we're looking to resolve or things that happened to us in previous lifetimes or topics that we explored in previous lifetimes, and that we can make use of the knowledge and the experience of those times or earlier in our life to help us with the situation that we're dealing with right at the moment. So, you know, that's one reason why you would look at something like a soul progression clearing or past life regression. Now, a soul progression clearing, as I'll explain later in the show, is a process I created. I call soul progression clearing from my studies, from my work with clients, from what I've discovered in things like space clearings and how that affects the people in the homes. So it's intuitive insight. It's healing modalities that I've cobbled together from various things that I've studied over time, and healthy energy, which includes working with Fallon, the Citrine Lemurian Quartz. Past life regression is looking at what a past life may have to do with a current situation. So what could these situations be? What could the issues be that you might want to dig deeper than what you're currently doing to support yourself? One could be you just want to kickstart your creativity. Another, you're feeling blocked at home at work and you need to remove those blocks. You can't finish a project. You have an illness that is not being resolved. Sometimes you feel that something's stuck in you and you just can't get it out. Sometimes we want a deeper understanding of our role in the universe, or we're drained by family, friends, and relationships. We find we can't stand up for ourselves. We overall want a boost in our professional and personal lives and don't know where to go next for that. And sometimes we want just a general feeling that it's okay to be you. It's okay to keep growing. It's okay to explore. And that the people in your lives that are really in your lives to be with you and support you, good or bad, those are the people that will support you exploring these kinds of issues. So, past life regression. So, past life regression is a really interesting tool, and there are various ways of going about it. So, a past life regression is a way of looking at what your soul did in previous lifetimes, in different bodies, in different situations. And even it can look at what your soul is reflecting on those previous lifetimes in what we call a between life regression. But there are different types of past life regression. So you could go to an intuitive like me or someone else, or someone who specializes in what they call the Akashic Records, which was popularized by Edgar Casey, I knew there was something wrong there. And what these people can do is help you look at an issue from an overall outside your body objective experience. It They will look at you. You will ask, I say, I feel blocked in this particular area. They will see a block. They can tell you where it came from, either a previous lifetime or from an ancestral line or whatever, a variety of possibilities, including earlier in this lifetime. And they will describe that to you and try to help you break that cycle if it's a negative cycle. And this is all very great and well, and it works for a lot of people, but it makes you, the client, almost an impersonal, passive observer of the situation. And what it doesn't do is allow your own soul to speak up and guide you on what you might be needing to look at that particular time. So while it can be powerful, what I have discovered in my personal life and in my practice as a professional is that intuitive or Akashic record reading is not as powerful as what your soul can speak to you and tell you about through soul regression hypnotherapy, which is basically a past life regression in a modality created by psychiatrists like Brian Weiss, who were discovering that their patients weren't healing through talk therapy, weren't healing through medical therapy, and tapped into past lives and spirit guides through hypnosis. So in my search for help for clients who came to me with questions and concerns, I decided to study to be a past life regression specialist. And we'll talk about that after the break and what soul progression clearing is and how you would go about doing these things and what they can offer you. So hang on, we'll be right back after the break.
Connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz in Seattle, Washington, and we're talking about soul progression clearing and past life regression. So when I became a licensed hypnotherapist, which is required to be a soul regression hypnotherapist in many states, including the state of Washington, where I lived. I was looking for additional ways to help my clients. What I learned when I went through the training was that that's what I was already doing, you know, that working with the crystal fowl and helping people get relaxed and balanced in space with us is really hypnotherapy. That's all it is. So you don't quack like a duck or do any sorts of weird things. You're awake the whole time. You're in complete control. What you need is somebody who can hold a large enough space for you to do that exploration, that soul work that accompanies a real past life regression in this method. So the question is, you know, why would you do a past life regression? Well, here's the thing. A lot of people, whatever block that you have, whatever feeling that you have that you're not good enough, it's, we all have that sometimes. We all have this biggest problem, which is a lack of self-love or not loving ourselves enough. But a past life regression or a soul progression clearing, but particularly a past life regression done through soul regression hypnotherapy, really shows you how amazing your soul is. And every single person that I've done this with has just been so amazed and so uplifted to realize that, yeah, you may have problems in this lifetime, but you are so incredibly amazing. And what you do is so important to the world. And that would be the number one thing that everybody gets from a past life regression. So here are some reasons why people would do, some more reasons why people would do a past life regression. So they're curious, you know, what you were doing or who you were with or when you were with them. So a lot of people want to know if their current family members, human or animal, were with them in previous lifetimes, and if so, what those lifetimes were like and how they managed or didn't manage. And while that's all fine and well, and you can do that even in a group, I kind of have hesitations about that because, I mean, why would you want to know whether your son or daughter in this lifetime was your husband or wife in a previous lifetime? It's not always like a stabilizing idea. But it can help you resolve conflicts with people in your life right now that you can't resolve in any other way. So you can get down and like, oh, you had this conflict in a previous lifetime and didn't resolve it before you died. And it's, I'm not talking about karma, because karma as this is what you have to make up for, I don't even believe in, because I believe in free will. But it will give you insights into how previous lifetimes worked and some of the issues you might want to explore in this current lifetime with family members, or most importantly, with your own self. And a past life, any, either of these processes, past life regression or soul progression clearing, can give you perspective that other things just cannot. When you realize that, yes, your soul has lived before, and yes, it carries memories of past lives, you really get that we're always a work in progress. It makes us more tolerant of our mistakes and more determined to grow and be our best selves. And that is always worthwhile. So, you know, I want to pause here for a moment and explain that soul regression hypnotherapy, as you relax and get grounded and balanced in the space with your past life regression specialist, what you do, at least what you do with me, is journey to a safe space that's really what you see, what you create, knowing that you can always be in that safe space. So it's basically kind of a place where you can go and be at any time of the day or night. So it's a place for you to get strength and comfort from at any time outside of the regression process itself. So it's a great thing there. You can meet your spiritual team there. You can go journey to find your soul there. But what your soul does through this soul regression hypnotherapy is then, if you're being carefully guided by your therapist, actually going to a lifetime that speaks to the problem or issue that you have in your current lifetime and can give you insights on how to resolve it. It can even be resolved in that lifetime so that it's not affecting you now. So hang on to that thought, because we're going to look at that in terms of resolving fears and phobias and trauma in past lifetimes, which is how soul regression hypnotherapy became created in the first place, when current methods, either hypnosis, drug treatment, or talk therapy weren't working. And a very important reason to look at this process, if you currently have an intractable issue, say a chronic pain or an emotional issue, a mind-body-spirit issue, that you're not resolving, right? I'm not talking about miracles. I'm talking about getting to the root of an issue that is currently not being solved in any other way, or adding to the healing regimen that you're already undergoing. So you could practice with a past life regression tape, or you could work with a professional, and you could say, I have this current issue, mind, body, spirit issue, whatever it is. What is the origin of that issue? Is it from a past life? Or, you know, even is it from earlier in this life? And this is the reason why I like soul regression hypnotherapy, because your soul knows more than any other intuitive out there can tell you. Your soul knows the answers, right? And your soul can take you to that lifetime where you experienced whatever it is that affected that issue in this lifetime. So I was reading Brian Weiss's book, Through Time Into Healing. And this man has practiced for many years. I think he now only does soul regression hypnotherapy training for people. I'm not sure he has a private practice anymore, but a lot of people have been helped by him and his books in the past. But this Through Time Into Healing talks about specific issues that can help resolve, can help be resolved in this lifetime through soul regression hypnotherapy. And he points out a few things. He says, for example, if you're currently having allergies, asthma, or respiratory issues, it's possible that a past life ended in suffocation or lung searing, as in burning at the stake. And he's discovered this through sessions with clients. Fascinating, right? It's like stunning when you think about it. And another example he talked about in a book is that his wife suffered from chronic migraines. And, you know, because of the husband-wife relationship, she went to someone else for more, you know, impersonal treatment, right? And discovered a previous lifetime where that was affecting a headache, and literally her headaches went away. And what's happened with people under hypnosis and using visualizations is that this process of past life regression has helped them solve real physical issues in this current lifetime that other ways have not resolved. Now, I'm not saying walk away from your doctor or your naturopath or any of those people, because they're all good and they're all supportive. But if you have an issue that's just not getting resolved, a past life regression is a possibility to take a look at those issues and see if that can help you. So in addition to that, you combine it with visualization. So you could say you want to go to the lifetime where this current issue of chronic pain first presented itself, or you want to go to that period in time, because it might have been, you know, previously in this lifetime as well. I've had clients who were pretty sure they needed to do a past life regression, and the issue pops up, and I'm like, well, what about when you were 10? And they went, oh my God, I'd forgotten all about that. So anyway, you want to know the origin of that issue. And then when you experience that through the past life regression, either by seeing it, observing it as an observer, or literally down in that lifetime experiencing it, you can say you no longer need this problem or this pain and let it go. And what Bruce Weiss says in his book is that this works for a lot of people. And it just makes me wonder why so many people are so reluctant to try this technique. I've had people say, oh, you know, Christians don't do that, or Greek Orthodox people don't do that. And I'm like, why? Why would you cut yourself from any avenue of healing yourself? Your goal in this lifetime is growing your soul, which means being your best self, which means take the help where you can get it and capitalize on that and make yourself get better as a result. So what he's saying is not that this is a miracle cure, but if you can go to that previous lifetime and see the reason, the core reason, and experience it in a past life regression, then you could, for say your chronic pain or your emotional issue of not being good enough or whatever that is, if you can see that, understand it, and resolve it in that lifetime, then the symptoms can disappear and the illness can improve. Worth a shot if you're dealing with tough issues. But you have to be willing to work for it. You know, it's not, you know, it. A past life regression is a real, real hard work for you and your soul. You're doing the work. These regression specialist is asking the questions, holding the space, helping you, but your soul is doing the work, and it is exhausting process, and it takes a while. But I've seen in my own life how that process has really helped me see issues that, you know, I didn't know where they came from. Like my fear of heights turned out to be from a very, very old ancient lifetime on a different planet. So, and well, I wasn't, you know, expecting that to be the answer why I was afraid of heights, because I remember falling out of my high chair when I was a little kid and knocking all my front teeth into my jaw. So, yeah, that would be a good enough reason to be afraid of heights. I still feel that, I can still, when I think about it, feel that chair as I'm rocking it back and forth and feel it tipping over. There's a lot that you can explore through a past life regression, and that's why I love it so much. But don't use that as your only resolution, and don't use it as your first one. You know, seek out appropriate medical care, mind, body, and spirit, and work on it, as I talked about at the beginning of the show. So, those are reasons why you would want to do a past life regression, and the types of them, intuitive or Akashic records, soul regression, hypnotherapy, and there are various shamanic modalities that are similar to intuitive work, various ways of looking at our past lives as well as ancestral issues, and that's what we'll get into talking about soul progression clearing. But if you're looking for a past life regression specialist, be sure to ask questions. Be sure to find out if they're the right person for you, if they're going to support you through a process. I've heard from physicians in Seattle area who refer to me that there are people out there who practice past life regression that are not open to some of the things that people come up with. For me, I know that the universe is bigger than planet Earth, and that our experiences are bigger and greater than that, wider, more far-ranging. So it doesn't surprise me when people come up with a concurrent alien lifetime. Yeah, that's no big deal. but you need a really large space and somebody who can hold that space. And not everyone who's practicing in this field can or is willing to do that. So soul progression clearing, that becomes the next focus. So soul progression clearing is a modality that I created after being stymied why people weren't getting healed through various techniques that I had worked with them on. And I wanted to be able to offer them something more. So a soul progression clearing is a quicker way of resolving a lot of deep-seated issues that may go into previous lifetimes or even involve current life attachments from entities to thought forms. So it uses intuitive insight, various modalities, some of which are shamanic and some are which energy healing, and of course energy healing with the crystal phallon. And I will have to say that the crystal phallon is a large reason why I can do so much of what I do in my practice, because literally he's an ancient power crystal and this is what we did in old lifetimes together. So he's kind of like the ace in the hole kind of thing. Huge ability to move energy and to help people. And that's why he's always present in all of my work wherever I am. But so soul progression clearing combines a couple of things that I've studied in the past and used to help people resolve issues. And they can be issues like, why don't I have the respect of my parents? To why can't I keep moving forward? Why am I such a great doctor, but I can't pass my board exams? All kinds of things like that. So as we come back after the break, I want to explain what soul progression clearing is, why you might want to look at it, and what you can do on your own. So hang on, we'll be right back.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. In this show, we're talking about past life regression and soul progression clearing. So now I want to dig deep here into the idea of soul progression clearing. So sometimes you just want the crap done with, right? You just want it over. We all have busy lives, and we're all trying to do the best that we can, and we all have things going on. So sometimes you don't even want to know what's causing the problem. You just want it to be done with. And that's fine. And that's what soul progression clearing is all about. So what happens when people come for this kind of process is that they already know pretty much what the issue is. They know what they want to resolve. That they have an issue that they want to resolve. It's an emotional issue. It's a body issue. It's, here we go, body, mind, and spirit, right? They want to resolve it. They can feel a block somewhere in their body very often. And as we go through the body head to toe, they can tell me what that body part feels like. Well, and you know, why I always do a grounding meditation or grounding exercise by focusing partly on the throat, you know, because your throat is where you speak your truth. The throat is where you hold back from speaking your truth. A lot of people are blocked right there just because we're taught not to speak up. But the concept of soul progression clearing is you have a block somewhere. Very often people can speak to what that block is and they're ready for it to go. And what I do from my perspective is I'll run through the body head to toe, note where the blocks are, listen to your spiritual team, listen to what Fallon, the Citrine Lemurian Quartz, is telling me, listening to what I see intuitively, and listening to my client describe their issues. And then we see what it is that's blocking them. Now, we don't always need to see what's blocking them. In a past life regression, we can see where someone stabbed in the back and now they have back issues, or hit in the head and now they have migraines, burned at the stake and now they have asthma. These aren't necessarily exact correlation. I'm just giving you ideas of what has popped up in previous past life regressions from other therapists. But in a soul progression clearing, we're just looking to remove whatever it is. And now, and whatever it is can be really scary. And that's why I call it soul progression clearing, as opposed to what a shamanic practitioner would call it, or even what the Catholic Church would call it, as in exorcism. So as a shamanic modality, what you're doing with soul progression clearing is two different things that have gotten bad press in the world simply because a few dishonest people made it that way. But these are actually time-honored processes of clearing out things in your ancestral line or your personal line and things that have blocked you. And in a sense, it's a form of past life regression. So one of those things is called curse unraveling, and the other is called depossession, or compassionate depossession is one way of countering the Catholic Church's notion of exorcism. So, and curse unraveling, the shamanic perspective is that someone, maybe even you, somehow cursed you or your family line in this or another lifetime, and that curse has repercussions now. Well, it is true that even now people will curse each other, and you know, in older times they actually hired people to put curses on people, and it will reverberate through time just like good things do, right? But my perspective on it is something happened, because something always happens in a lifetime. We may not be able to identify it specifically, and we don't even necessarily have to. What we have to do is find out where the blockage is and get it the hell out of you. That's all basic. So I work with various deities, if you will, as well as other beings. And as a client is sitting there, we'll just remove the attachment, whatever it is. Now, attachments can be thought forms, and anything can be a thought form if it's looked at long enough. So the Empire State Building is a thought form, as I've talked about in earlier shows on energy. So is the Catholic Church. So are words like hell and the devil and so on. They're thought forms. They're things that take on meaning even though they don't always have a physical connection. And so religious concepts could be a thought form, as well as Reiki and democracy. The idea behind these things can be a thought form. Unfortunately, there are lots of beings out there that are floating around on the planet that will and can get stuck in us. A very huge number of them are dead people that have not moved to the afterlife. And as I realized this some years ago, I created a process of helping the stuck dead move to the afterlife. Not by forcing them, not by shoving them over, or not by doing anything, but simply inviting other people to help, creating a process whereby anyone who's ready to go can go, and having my dad, who's in the afterlife and supports that, and his friends, we all get together and we move hundreds of thousands of the dead to the afterlife at once. I say we move. We create space for them to move themselves. When they're ready, they can go. They just need to be encouraged. And no one has been doing this, as I discovered after the first few times I figured out how to do this without killing myself in the process, because that's a huge amount of energy that's going through. It turns out that people have not been doing this for some hundreds of years. And so without the encouragement of the living to help the stuck dead move on, they just haven't done that. And so that's created a huge block on people. And that is means that there are a lot of entities out there that are looking for something else, as in not necessarily ready to move to the afterlife, can't move to the afterlife, or, as I refer to it, the random dead who aren't interested but would really like to screw over with you, mess you up. And so part of the process of curse unraveling or compassionate depossession is helping these beings move on, whether they like it or not, and taking them out, taking their energy field or their energy threads out of my clients. And what I do is literally burn those threads up so that they can't reattach. And if they're attached to a being as opposed to a thought form, literally having those spiritual team members come and take those threads back and give it back to that person so they can hopefully move on to the afterlife and quit bugging people who are here. So it's a variety. I just covered two things at once. Curse unraveling, which is really just removing some sort of attachment to you from an idea that you had or something from a previous lifetime. I've seen family lines going back 1,000 years where someone just wanted their family line to continue, and it created such a heavy energy that the family line continued. And now the current people are saying, no, not going to do that. So if you can identify what it is that you need to be unraveled, that's part of the process of the soul progression clearing. But we don't have to name it or even know what it is to remove it, right? You just need to know that it's there. And in my case, I can see it and talk to it and find out what it is and move it on, or not even care what it is and still get rid of it, which is what most of us want anyway. We want to get well, right? We don't want to have the doctor explain to us 60 different articles on how to get over the flu. We just want a solution to the flu. And that's what the soul progression clearing is. Now, depossession, very briefly, the Catholic Church has called for an increase in exorcists. And exorcists are only men and only priests, and only priests who are trained in this particular technique, which is not only terrifying to witness, but devastating to the being that they're working on. So I consider exorcism a vicious process that can damage the entity and the energy involved. In other words, if a Catholic priest sees an effect on a patient or client and they decide to get rid of that attachment, they're considering it to be like the devil, which actually does not exist, or somebody evil who do exist, or even what I call the random dead who can be malicious or just want to screw you over. But the problem with an exorcism is it's vicious and it can be confusing. And why would you want to harm something just because it's there and confused? A lot of times the beings that are attached to my clients don't even know that's what they're doing. They're just confused. They want to go to the afterlife, or they want to be somewhere else. And I can help them do that compassionately and help them continue their soul journey compassionately. And that's a concept of compassionate depossession. So I don't call them ghosts or demons or bad guys or something else inappropriate, offensive, and unnecessary. I feel bad about these beings that are stuck, and I want to help them out. And then that clears my client's energy field, and it also helps these beings go on to wherever it is they need to go next. And it's firm, it's respectful, and it's successful, and that's what counts. So in an exorcism, you're literally hurting that thing, whatever it is, when it's not necessary. And they may not have done anything bad. They just may not have realized what was happening. I had a dead guy show up here in my condo some years ago, and I finally realized what was going on because my oldest dog was acting weird and my other dog and cat were going into guard positions around her. And I'm like, what the heck? What do you need to be guarding anything for? Well, it turned out he was dead and he saw my dog, who was also old and nearing the end of her life, and decided that she was his dog and he needed her to go with him to the afterlife. Well, this was long before I knew what to do, so I called someone to help. And what we did was help him understand that he was dead and help him move to the afterlife. And on his way out, he says, but let me stop and help Murphy. I didn't mean to affect her. This is my dog. And I'm like, no, no, no. Get your ass into the afterlife and leave my dog alone. So the process of soul progression clearing is kind of like quick and easy. Well, compared to a past life regression, you know, time-wise can be half the time that we spend on it. But it just depends on what you're interested in and what your situation is. So all of these things are a matter of, again, bringing us to the point where we can continue our soul's journey, continue moving forward in our physical bodies and being the best that we can be at any given time. So when you're feeling stuck or life is in a mess or whatever, or you're feeling drained or all of these things, you can't stand up for yourself, you feel an attachment and would like it out of you, any one of a number of things, these two processes are things that you could look at to resolve issues that may come from a previous lifetime, that may come from earlier in your lifetime, that may just have happened, you know, in the course of some sort of life event, whether it's a good event or a bad event. You know, things happen. Energy is always in flux, and energy gets stuck very easily, especially with humans, because we think a lot about it. And these are ways that you can clear issues or blockages and learn something more about yourself and learn something more about your soul purpose, which brings up one final thing I want to mention. Another really cool process or way of doing a past life regression is to tap skills and talents from previous lifetimes and bring them forward. So what's always fun for me is a client who goes, I'm really curious about this. And then we go into a previous lifetime and find that talent and bring it forward. And then amazing things happen. So whether you do this with a professional or on your own, and I'm going to pretty soon have a tape up on my website that people can purchase for low cost of doing a quick little past life regression, a grounding and balancing, and really, you know, tapping into some of those things to bring your skills forward, to let go of things that affected you in the past so that you can be your best self right now. I want to close by reminding you that you are important, that the world needs you to be your best. So find ways to help you do that. And a lot of us are here to help you. So join me again in my next show. I'm here the first and third Mondays of the month. You can always catch these shows in the archives. I appreciate your being here with me today. And now, quick energy healing. If you cross your hands on your heart and just breathe into the palms of your hands, imagine that healthy energy is flowing into you. Use that to bolster yourself morning and night during the day when you're feeling tough. That's one simple thing you can add to your daily regimen to help yourself be your best. Take care, and we'll be back next time.